So we just learned about string basics, two upper, two lower, trimming it a little bit. Let's talk more about searching strings.
When you have a string, you might want to see if it has something in it. You might want to search that string to see if the string, your friendship bracelet, contains another string. So let's go and do this. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of Kendra World, sorry. And I'm going to paste in our song lyric here. You say goodbye and I say hello. We can ask ourselves, do these song lyrics contain the word goodbye? And do these song lyrics contain the word greetings? So let's run that.
True and false are what it outputs.
Where did that string come from?
I suspect that the first output was the result of the first console.write line. Mm-hmm. So what you have highlighted there, song lyrics.contains, it actually returned true because goodbye is indeed present in our string. But the second one, where it searches for greetings, it returns false.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we changed goodbye to greetings in the original string?
Oh, good point. Let's do that. You say greetings, and I say hello. I'm glad that that's not how the song went.
Yeah,
we'll
that'd
hit
be.
Run. Let's watch the output real quick. I'm going to hit run. It swapped.
So now it swapped.
Because
it can now find greetings, and it can't find goodbye in that string.
Now, sometimes it can be a little confusing because we're saying console.writeLine and there's a function inside it. So we're doing a kind of a method within a method. I'm actually going to do something just to make a point, and I'm going to just cut that. And I'm going to say variable result equals. And then we'll say put result inside here. And this is just a reminder because we're talking about variables. We talked about strings. We talked about numbers a little bit. Here, that true or false comes out and lives inside of there, doesn't it? So mm-hmm. if I hit run, I don't think it changes.
No, it doesn't. So it's still storing the same result that you get when you execute that small bit of code, that dot contain statement, but it's storing it in results, and then your write line is writing it.
Mm-hmm. And those are called Booleans. Boolean just means true or false, and then we'll learn more about those a little bit later. So you've got contains, and then you've also got things like starts with and ends with that you can ask as well. So I could say starts with goodbye. I know that it doesn't start with goodbye, but it does start with you. So now I have true
now
and true.
Have true.
So you can play around with strings and learn all kinds of things and ask questions of strings to figure out what your strings contain, what they start with, and you can manipulate strings as well. All right, so you've made it all the way to the end of strings. We're learning about strings.
Yeah. So in the next video, we're going to cover numbers in C#.